Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Conscious Cool Chic Radio. My name is Molly McCord and I'm delighted you are here today. ConsciousCoolChic.com is a convergent zone of wisdom for anyone interested in expanding their consciousness. I am a consciousness catalyst playing the roles of astrologer, author, intuitive, messenger, and teacher. With insights from spiritual guidance, I share with you consciousness-raising information that benefits and inspires our journeys as human beings. Essentially, that means I take spiritual information and make it practical, understandable, and fun to incorporate in the real world. The first half of the show covers topics related to consciousness and spirituality, and the second half of the show is focused on astrology. We will look at the main astrological energies happening right now, and I invite you to grab your astrological chart to see which areas of your life are being highlighted at this time. And as always, free ebooks, workshops, and inspiring information can be found on the website, ConsciousCoolChic.com. Thanks for being here. Let's get started with today's show. Welcome, everyone. My name is Molly McCord, and this is Conscious Cool Chic Radio, broadcasting live every week to you and thousands of listeners around the globe. Thank you for being here. I appreciate your attention to this journey that we're all going on, that we're all going through. It's a conscious decision to be aware of ourselves, to be aware of our energies, to be aware of our experiences. And as we all direct our attention to the journey, we add a lot more to it. And that is what I'm excited to share with you in today's show, is a focus on pioneering your path in a way that is conscious, that is intentional, motivating, and uplifting, as well as many more wonderful words to describe it. But that's what we're going to talk about today. We're also going to touch on the concepts of destiny and fate. I'm going to share what I've learned, as well as a conversation I had with a client a few months ago about this, just to put it out there and to have it sit with you and for you to determine what destiny and fate mean to you, if you have not seriously considered those terms before. So before we get started, just a few announcements and things to share with you. I've been doing some extra shows about astrology lately. There's a lot of astrology energy going on right now, some big transits. And if you're feeling it, if you're feeling any discomforts, irritability, fears, anxiety, any of those lower things coming up, that is part of what is triggering energies to evolve. And I just did a show on this specifically that is all about the elements in your astrology chart. And what you can do is grab your astrology chart for free on astro.com and then listen to this show and get to know your own energy better. Understand some of the energies you're transmuting, that you're raising to a higher vibration. Understand more of the themes as they are coming up now and potentially throughout this year. So the latest show I just did was on January 21st. You can find that on iTunes or Blog Talk Radio. It's called Astrology Elements and Soul Group Connections. I did another astrology-themed show pertaining to soul group connections as well, and that was on, let me see here, it was January 13th. And then there was the astrological highlights of this year that was on January 1st. So in the first 3 weeks of the year, I've been giving you lots of astrology information to help you really make the most of the energies right now. I did a show about the spiritual themes of 2014. And I'm going to be picking up on those themes and talking about them even more throughout this year. But check those out if you're interested in what is happening globally as well as individually, because I'm designing these shows right now to support you in the current energies. People listen to the show from all different points on their spiritual path. This could be the first time you're listening to this type of a New Age metaphysical show. You could be a seasoned light worker. You could be very familiar with all the concepts and jargon and everything that we use. But I like to be inclusive, and I like to make sure the information is simple, it's realistic, and it's open. That the information is open. And that is one thing that I have intentionally included related to pioneering your path, is that the way I share information is to bring people in. There's a lot of spiritual subgroups that are specialties. They go deeper into information. And I like to open people's doorways to spiritual information. So you'll find that in these shows, you'll get a variety of information based on where you are on your path. And I want you to know that's very intentional, because at this time, we all need each other to support each other. We're doing this together. We are all connected. We are all energetically one. And the more that we can energetically work together and support each other, the better off we all are, right? That's very important. So check out those shows. And as always, I'm giving you lots of updates on the website, consciouscoolchic.com. And just a few more teasers that there are some really exciting new programs coming out very soon, very, very soon. And I can't wait to share those with you. These are programs that are designed to be supportive of you, what you need right now, and to take you to the next level. So I'll be talking more about those soon. I don't know what else to say, because I could just spill the beans and say too much. So I'm reining it in here to not overdo it before it's time. So let's take a look at this theme, pioneering your path. And I think it's important to check in with yourself and to see, how does that feel, just that concept of pioneering, of branching out, of stretching yourself even more, to be more full in your own energy. How does that feel? Because there are a variety of responses, and every response is valid and okay. So perhaps this concept maybe is a little scary, or you're resistant to change, or you're not sure if you're ready. You know, if you have any of those types of trepidations, that's completely appropriate based on where you are right now. On the flip side, pioneering ahead could get you really excited to the point where you're saying, I'm ready, I'm ready, I'm ready. Let's do it. Let's go for it. There's all types of feelings that come up around this concept of pioneering your path. And so I like to start this topic with a little bit of history, to put this into context of what is happening here and what we're doing. Now, I live in Seattle, Washington, here in the States. And this state, the state of Washington, borders the state of Oregon. We share a border that is divided by the Columbia River. And I go down to the river quite often, quite regularly, with my husband and some friends. We vacation down there. It's about a 3-hour drive. And as we drive along the border of Washington and Oregon state, we come across lots of markers from Lewis and Clark. Lewis and Clark were pioneers who led an expedition commissioned by President Jefferson. They started this expedition in the early 1800s, 1803, 1804, something like that. And it started in the middle of the U.S., what is now St. Louis, right along the Mississippi River. So if you can visualize the states, it actually isn't the middle of the country. I take that back. It's more east. And it's right along there is when the president wanted to know what was beyond what had been documented. There were many objectives about this expedition, many things they wanted to discover and find out, but essentially no one knew anything. So he needed two brave individuals to lead, to pioneer this journey. And that was Lewis and Clark. And they left and faced a lot, as you can imagine, a lot of different obstacles, challenges, paths, issues. I mean, it's a whole story. There's many, many books written about Lewis and Clark. But when they left, they literally didn't know anything that was going to happen the next day. They just took it one day at a time, as all pioneers do, as all those who are charged with an expedition must do. It took them 2.5 years to make a round trip out to what is now the Washington-Oregon border. They followed that all the way to the Pacific Ocean. And then they turned around and came right back to report their findings, that full trip, 2.5 years. The amount of energy, time, resources, everything that they dedicated to that one-way trip, it would be really hard for us to even fathom. They didn't know the land. They were figuring out as they go. They didn't know if there were going to be mountains or rivers or oceans or enemies or what. It was all unknown. And I hope you're picking up on some of the themes I'm going with here, which is that as pioneers, we are moving into new territory that is unknown collectively and individually. We have a sense of where we're going. We have a sense of what we want and intentions, ideas, dreams. But we're creating it each day. Each day. It's a matter of showing up in our energy, checking in with what we want, and moving ahead with full trust, with full faith, and moving ahead knowing that every day is creating this journey. Now, it took, as I said, over a year from the beginning of their journey to reaching the Pacific Ocean, all kinds of terrain. There were no highways. there was nothing clear cut about it. This is what we're doing for humanity right now with our dreams, our intentions, our spiritual path, our spiritual studies. We are laying down a path for others to follow if they should choose. We are clearing the way. We are clearing out energies. If there are days when you feel that you're doing more than your fair share, if you will, you're probably right. You're doing a lot more because that is part of your pioneering expedition. You're clearing out energies. It's like having a machete and just cutting through the brush, cutting through the trees, taking down the trees, scaling mountains, going into the valleys. It's all of that right now. And when we're in it, we don't always have the bigger perspective because we're in it. But the bigger perspective is that we're pioneering a path here that is opening up energies, potentials for thousands of people, millions of people, should they choose to go down this path as well. So when my friends and I, we go down to the river between Washington State and Oregon State, and we see all these markers that say Lewis and Clark Trail, and there's the little statues, and out along the water, actually, the Pacific Ocean, there's a monument, and there's lots of different expedition centers where you can learn more about what they discovered and their journey and all that. When I see those markers and those statues, I compare it to the fact that now I'm driving on an interstate freeway and I can get from here to there in a matter of hours in what took them weeks and months. Part of being a pioneer is determining the best route to go that's best for everyone. And it's setting up these energetic pathways that you know other people will come up behind us, say in a year or months even, and they're going to just whiz on by, right? They're going to essentially ascend, upgrade, elevate their energy more quickly than ever, similar to driving on the interstate. They're going to be going 70 miles an hour max to get to their destination. They won't have the experience of cutting down the brush and going up and down the mountains and all of the things that are associated with being a pioneer. They're just going to whiz on by. And that is our gift. That is what we're gifting thousands and millions of people with, is the fact that, you know, we're doing all of this work as pioneers. We're doing it you know, and there's, of course, others who have gone before us. There are ancient cultures that have gone before us. There are other populations that aren't even documented that have done this for us. So we're all sort of passing the baton, if you will, to support each other. And at this phase, right now, at this phase, we are doing our work and clearing a path, blazing a trail, knowing that it's a gift to others who will move through these energies much quickly, much more quickly, but that is our gift. That is our purpose. And I would even venture to say that Lewis and Clark, Meriwether Lewis and William Clark, their sole purpose, their life purpose was to clear a path so that the country can now whiz through on interstates, in our cars, these territories like never before. That was their gift back to humanity. And so I want to put this into perspective. It's knowing that what you're doing right now is a gift back, should you choose that intention. And to keep in mind that in a few years, we don't know. We don't know how we will be navigating our spiritual path or our spiritual information. We don't know what the energies are going to be like because there is still so much change happening daily, weekly, every year. And so what we have to do is remember that right now, as pioneers, we are equipped with everything we need on a daily basis. And part of our responsibility is to find the joy in the journey, to find the appreciation for yourself and what you're volunteering to do and how you are using your energy in a way that is advancing you forward. But it will also be beneficial to everyone who comes behind. And I found that for many, many, many people, this is your soul mission and your life purpose, is to be a pioneer in some way, is to take the energies and move it forward into new territory, new land, to go where others have not yet. And by others, this could be people in your family, in your neighborhood, in your community, in your culture, in your village, in your profession. There's so many ways that you could be a pioneer with your energy. And you're taking it forward. You're moving it forward. And you are perfect in how you're doing it. In fact, it has to be done your way, or it has to be done as it fits you, as it fits your guidance and your intuition. And it's really important to feel empowered about that. To understand how everything is always in divine order. And as I say that, I know that things are falling apart for some people right now, meaning there's changes happening, whether that is in your family structures, your relationships, your professional goals, choose any area of life. There are changes. There are things that are unraveling. But just know that that is perfect. There is perfection in what is changing. There is perfection and things that are falling away, because it's paving the way for something even better, for something even more fitting for you. And that is just one of the energies that we're going to be moving through this year. It's the understanding that we have to keep moving forward on the path that is best for us. And so my intention with this topic is to infuse you with the spirit of pioneering energy and what that means for you, how that raises your energy, how that gets you excited, how that makes you want to do more or follow your dreams or do a project or share a message or whatever is next for you. The thing about the spiritual industry, there's room for all of us. There's room for every single person. There's room for every single message because we are unlimited and we live in an unlimited world with unlimited energies, and there will always be an opening for more. The space is never filled. There isn't, in fact, I'm seeing how, there isn't even a pyramid as we've known it before, meaning we've associated certain pioneers with being at the top of a pyramid, right? That they were there first, and so therefore they're the best. That is all changing. It's all moving into a horizontal organization, if you're familiar with that term, that's used in corporations, where the horizontal means that everyone has power of some sort. It isn't simply a top-down authority. And that's what's changing right now. And that's also what could be, kind of bruising some egos or making people uncomfortable. It's like, oh, well, I've always been at the top. What do you mean I'm not at the top? Well, no, you're not. But you're still valuable. You're still needed. You're still essential right now. So there could be some ego bruising and stuff going on. One of the things that is coming up strongly right now is astrologically, Mars in Libra is triggering relationships. It's triggering what we really need and how we've used our ego energies in relationships to get what we need. And that's going to continue to kind of be a little murky at times. If Mars in Libra is triggering essential parts of your astrology chart, that's because it's like dissolving, clearing out anything that isn't connected to your eternal essence and to your light. So keep in mind that part of being a pioneer is being comfortable with the shifting, with the changes, and knowing that you have everything you need inside. You are stable at your core. You are stable in your energy field. Meditating is so important right now, quieting the mind, because that's going to be your direct connection to that stable, loving place. I just did a show called Spiritual Courage, Conscious Confidence, and that was all about how you have everything you need. It's just being activated now. You have the ability to activate it on deeper levels. Check out that show if you're looking for more information about, and what it does is it brings us back, the pioneering spirit brings us back to self-trust, trusting in your guidance and your route. Back to this Lewis and Clark example, they didn't know where they were going. They were following the terrain, following the signs, following the rivers. You can bet they went around the Rocky Mountains as much as they could. They didn't want to scale that, so they kept going north, and they went into what is now the Dakotas and Montana because it was flatter? How smart was that? So make some choices that are right for you, that fit your guidance. You know, do you need to scale every mountain? Or can you follow what is the easier, more peaceful route? Now, not to say that their journey was peaceful all the time, but the idea is that you follow the terrain as it assists you, as it guides you. And that could be, for example, in your career. This is a time when many people are making job changes because they're not satisfied. They want more. They want, they're opening up to more of their talents and their gifts. And there's a desire to integrate those skills and to offer them as a form of service. Well, follow what shows up for you. That could mean initiating contact with some leaders in your industry. That could mean taking some classes or getting certifications or looking for a mentor or reaching out to new groups of people. I mean, follow what is showing up for you. And things are showing up fast. Have you noticed that? Things are coming about really quickly right now. So know that there's a lot of support for this energy of this pioneering what you really want. It's rooted in trusting yourself. It's rooted in knowing that you will do it. You will do everything you need in the way that is perfect for you. And that's what you have to validate in yourself. No one else can give that to you. No one else can do it. That is yours. That is yours to own, yours to develop and strengthen. No one else has the responsibility either. That's on you. And that's also a very powerful, powerful thing to remember. As you pioneer, as you move through and figure out what's best for you, what is the right choices, the right route, others will follow. Others will come up behind you. If you went right, they might go left. They might follow in your footsteps. They might look for shortcuts. That's just part of what it means to be a pioneer. It's because you inspire people. But you have to remind yourself that that's one of your gifts back to others is the inspiration part. Also, no one else can copy you. No one else can do what you do. No one else is a duplicate of your energy. And again, this is what you bring back to yourself and you reinforce within you. As we're talking about this Lewis and Clark expedition, I'm feeling into that energy, and there was a lot of uncertainty. There was anxiety. There was excitement and courage. There was a desire to turn back. Just imagine what it must have been like to be in this whole new world and to not know what was around the corner, literally. All of those emotions and reactions are valid and appropriate. 100% valid and appropriate. Just know that that's going to be part of the journey. That's part of being a pioneer, is that you do set out and you do things in a way that hasn't been done, and you will have questions and you will wonder, and you will need guidance, and that's what your spiritual team is for. Keep in mind that you have what you need, but you have to activate it and you have to request it. Now, this brings me to a client I spoke with a few months ago, and we'll call him Doug. And Doug came to me looking for guidance about his path, about what to do next with his career. And we talked about where he was in his life and what's going on. And it became really apparent that Doug was fighting himself at every turn. Through the session, as I looked at his astrology chart and offered him some insights into what is happening for him, what his energies are, what might work, he literally was fighting me within the conversation, which I knew meant that he was fighting himself, and that we were just acting out his inner dialogue. And as we did that, there was no way that Doug was going to be happy, because he decided unconsciously that there was nothing in his life that could change, nothing that could be better. If he did this, then that would mean this. And if he ended this relationship, then all this would fall apart. And, he was cutting himself off at the pass at every turn. And so our session was him vocalizing all of this energy. And what was quite interesting was that as an astrologer, I'm tuned in to guidance, and I go one of two ways at times. I'll either go tough love the route, or I'll soften. And it was apparent that Doug was already getting all the tough love and all the hard conversation that he needed internally. He needed to soften. And so we softened the conversation. And I just said, well, Doug, what are you so afraid of? What's going on here? What is driving this? And he took a few deep breaths, and he's like, I think I'm missing my destiny. And he was so caught up on his destiny and not missing it that he wasn't moving or changing anything in his life. And so this insight opened up a whole new direction for the conversation. And I shared with him that, in my experience, Doug, I offer this to you and, take it or leave it, but just to share with you, destiny is something you only see in hindsight. We don't know what our destiny is. I mean, I can look at your astrology chart and, okay, your north node says this, and that tells me where you're growing the most in this lifetime, but I don't believe in a preordained destiny, because then that takes away all your power that you have right now, the power of your choices, the power of your feelings, the power of your abilities to take action. It takes all that away, and it puts it out on some unknown timeline, on some unknown date, and it basically says you don't have any of that energy right now, but I believe that you do. And I think that it's this fear of missing your life that is actually resulting in you missing your life. And I think he almost fell apart. It's like he was not going to cry, but he wasn't sure what to do from there. And then we talked about fate, and he's like, but what's my fate? Like, what's all this about? I mean, I thought my fate was blah, blah, blah. And said, well, again, I mean, I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I'm just going to offer what I've come to understand. And that's that, I don't think there is fate, because fate is tied to karmic energies and incomplete cycles. And in this time in our lifetime, we are completing karma. We are ending energies that no longer serve us. We are transmuting so much that it removes fate, because I don't think that fate has more power than you have right now. And so fate and destiny are interlinked in that they bring up the question of some huge unknown information that you don't have access to. But I believe that you do have access to everything you need right now. And so, Doug, what if we change this around? What if we change this conversation and we have you focused on your mission? And think about the word mission. And what is that? How does that feel for you? What does that bring up? And Doug says that the word mission rocks. I said that's, yeah, I think so too. Mission feels like there is intention and drive and that you get to activate all of you to fulfill your mission. And so what if you change destiny and fate to a conversation about mission? And so we talked about that. And things changed around for Doug because he was afraid to make changes. He was afraid to do anything because he was shooting himself in the foot with every step because he was afraid of messing up. He was afraid of making a mistake. And it was a legacy, an energetic legacy for him, connected to his father's side of the family. And so we looked at that, and we got him turned around so that he could feel that he was in charge of right now. Now, I don't know if Doug took any of the information and made changes. That's not mine to know. That's completely his decision, his free will, what is best for him, in the timeline that is best for him. But he had to soften into something bigger for himself, and he had to trust that he wasn't going to be led astray, you know, that he wasn't going to miss something. How many times, you know, do those fears run through us? So Doug was getting to the point where he was ready to make changes, and that was huge for him. That was a huge shift in his energy to be able to feel empowered and strong enough to be a pioneer of his life. It fit in with his astrology, which is great from that standpoint. But it had to be, it was like he had to let go of all the ways he was holding himself back because he was afraid and just move forward. And I feel that is such, it's such a common and appropriate theme. Now, anytime we're going into uncharted territories, we will have the fears that come up, but you just deal with them. You look at them. You don't allow the shadow energy to operate and run the show. You look at it. You go into it. I talk about that a lot in one of my latest releases, The Modern Heroine's Journey of Consciousness. Looking at the shadow and working with that energy is a requisite for expanding on your spiritual path. Because if you don't, you only get so far. I mean, that's just the long and the short of it. Many people will avoid all of the shadow egoic work because they're just focused on the light and the light, and I can do everything if I focus on the light. No, the long and the short of it is no, you can't, because you're a human being with the full spectrum of emotions and feelings and energies. And if you aren't actively aware or dealing with your fears, they still operate. They don't just go away. So it's really important to own that as part of what you're doing in your life. It's to own the shadow energies as they come up, and to know that you're stronger than them and that you will work through them. It's to own any of the egoic energies that come up. And again, to know that your heart is stronger than them, your light is stronger than them. And it's to see how you are equipped to make powerful decisions regardless of anything from the past or any other patterns, systems, actions, whatever held you back before. That's part of this pioneering energy, is that we are individually altering our energies so that we're opening up to more of our natural essence, more of our light, more of our strength. But it's from a place of reality. That's important. It's not idealized. It's realistic. It's knowing that, okay, I'm in this human body. I have a mind, I have a heart, I have my ego, I have, everything I need. I have the ability to take deep breaths and slow down. I have the ability to quiet my mind and to be in charge of my thoughts. I have the ability to be intentional with my words and my energies and my emotions. I mean, we have so much. And that all goes with you as you move forward. So go for it. I mean, I feel that there's so many people who just need to know that it's time. It's time to go for it. It's time to change any of your family dynamics. It's time to evaluate who is in your life, who is close to you, and if those relationships fulfill your needs. It's time to speak your truth more and just to say more about what you believe or what you feel. It's a coming out of the closet energy. This also pertains to, job changes, changing your life direction, opening up to new dreams, traveling. I mean, there's all these dynamic changes that are possible. And that's a really exciting thing to be aware of. Because what you do for yourself is supporting so many other people that you can't even see now. You can't even understand how it can support others. Just like with Lewis and Clark, they had no way of knowing that in a few centuries there would be interstates and all of these transportation means to whisk people through this territory that they had to climb through, suffer through, live and die through. And it's all been a gift. It's all been needed, and it's all been a part of their soul mission. So I think it's really important to check in with yourself and see what is fulfilling your soul mission now. And then this is right when every person says, well, what's my soul mission? Well, that's part of what you're figuring out for yourself, because, again, you have your answers. It's one of the reasons why I love being an astrologer, is because I can look into those energies and assist in connecting you with your soul mission, your soul's intention right now. There are other modalities that do the same, that connect you with a bigger understanding of your energies. So follow whatever resonates with you, whatever brings you the answers you need. You know what? I never even looked at Lewis and Clark's astrology chart. Have to do that. see what comes up. Because I think that they're very interesting characters in terms of what they symbolize and how this type of the pioneering archetype theme right now, and it's related to astrologically the Uranus and Aries energy. One of my favorite discussions on archetypes is Carolyn Miss's Sacred Contracts. That book is at least 10 years old now, maybe 12 years old. But in it, she has 24 archetypes. And she talks about the four archetypes that we all have related to inner child energies. That is quite fascinating. But if you're interested in discovering more about archetypes, I would check out Sacred Contracts, because a lot of that information is highly relevant right now and would support what your pioneering spirit is and what you're here to do as part of your mission. So back to destiny and fate. Have you thought about how those terms feel for you, what it means, where your energetic power goes, When you think about your destiny, does your energetic power stay with you right here in your present state, or does it feel like your energy goes forward into the future somewhere? I believe that because we are powerful and because we have free will, destiny is something we create in our now moment. We create it in the present. We create it with our energies, and we are fully in charge of it. There were times when we agreed to have lifetimes with certain prominent energies that were related to karmic cycles, an old paradigm, old energetic systems. And I think that the concept of destiny was stronger in ancient cultures and ancient times, because there were more limitations, if you will. There weren't as many free will options. So that's what I've come to understand. That is what works for me. That's where the energy feels good for me. And I think that it's important to connect that for yourself so that you're able to understand that you're never going to get it wrong. You can't get it wrong. And that's because there's only more ways to get it right. There's unlimited ways to do something right. There's unlimited ways to live your life in the best possible way. There isn't just one way. So keep that in mind, because that can help the psyche relax. It can help your mind relax. It can return you to a state of high energy and calm, delicious combination, to have that sense of feeling calm and high energy. And look at where it feels good for you to use your energy. Just check in with yourself about that. And I think it's going to be something that we will be doing weekly, monthly, and fairly regularly, is always checking in. Where is it the best way for me to use my energy now? Continually navigate it. And to see where the terrain feels the most supportive. I feel that this is complete. I feel that this whole message is complete. Next week on the show, I'm going to be answering your Q&A, your top spiritual questions, and they're really good. They're excellent. We did not do this Q&A show in December, so I have a longer list of really good questions. We're going to talk about where a soul's journey begins. Maybe you've thought about that, but maybe not. And I think that it's really good information for people to hear. Some people have felt like they're circling on their spiritual path and not moving forward. We're going to talk about that. I had someone ask that she looked at her astrology chart and didn't have any big quote-unquote transits happening. So what does that mean? Those are just a few of the questions that have come in. So we're going to take a look at all of those. And, of course, there's still a little bit of time. If you want to submit your question, you can do so on ConsciousCoolChic.com. And please keep in touch and let me know what you're pioneering, what you're creating with your energy. It's wonderful to hear how every person's unique signature is contributing to the world and contributing something special. So please feel free to reach out and tell me how things are going for you, and it'd be great to be in touch. I always close out the show with this song by Nicki Minaj called Moment for Life, because I like hip-hop, but I also like the fact that it's focusing on this moment and how beautiful this moment is, and that's why I have selected the song. So I'll see you soon. Take good care. Namaste.
Sing away, I'm one with sunset, I have become alive. I wish that I could have this moment for life, for life, for life. 'Cause in this moment I just feel so alive, alive, alive. I wish that I could.